Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England Report.
Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England Report. Those living in the Boston area may have the opportunity to see the Northern Lights tonight. Such an opportunity is the result of a coronal mass ejection, or CME, which is a solar flare that was released from the sun on Monday. It is expected to reach Earth on Wednesday and cause an excitement of particles in the atmosphere that may lead to an appearance of the Northern Lights. As long as skies remain clear or at least partly cloudy, those in the Boston area and parts of southern New England may be able to see the lights. For those listening in the New England area, make sure to take a look outside after the show, especially since this is a rare phenomenon.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal introduced a bill to persuade states to put mask mandates in place. The bill would give $5 billion more dollars in funding to the Public Health and Social Services Emergency Fund for states that put mask requirements in place. An additional $75 million would be given to states that both mandate masks and have face coverings available for people in need. Senator Markey made comments that support President-elect Joe Biden's plan for Americans to wear masks for the 100 days after his inauguration. But he says we cannot wait due to COVID cases increasing around the country.
Peabody Essex Museum in Salem is helping to feed the homeless this year. The museum partnered with the Salem Pantry to provide fresh foods to North Shore families in need. Volunteers are raising awareness for the food pantry as part of the Feeding Community Project that launched December 1st. The museum, in addition to providing fresh food, will also take non-perishable food donations and monetary gifts on site. And if the museum gets 200 of these on-the-spot donations, Boston-based Fish Family Foundation will contribute $20,000 to the cause. Amanda Clark McMullen, Peabody Essex Museum's chief philanthropy officer, said the museum was able to spread the word on a global level with its platform. McMullen added, Peabody Essex felt obligated to help given the increase in people requiring the pantry's services this year. Robin Burns, executive director of the Salem Pantry, said it was important to give fresh food items this year in thinking about what a person's, quote, whole kitchen, unquote, looks like. She added, quote, we're trying to set up an operation that's available and inclusive to anyone needing food and regardless of their situation, unquote.
A woman from New Hampshire died Tuesday afternoon after being ejected from her car after striking a tree. 35-year-old Rachel Frost of Hampton was thrown from her SUV after striking a tree due to a difficult curve in the road. According to local police, when officers got to the scene, bystanders were attempting CPR on Frost, though she was pronounced dead after being taken to the local emergency room. Additionally, Frost's vehicle rolled over after she crossed onto the wrong side of the road and struck the tree. An investigation into the accident is ongoing, especially since it is unclear whether or not the weather played a role in the crash, as black ice caused multiple car crashes in the Massachusetts area on Tuesday morning.
President-elect Joe Biden picked Dr. Rochelle Walensky, Chief of Infectious Diseases at Mass General Hospital, Infectious Diseases Physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and Professor at Harvard Medical School, to be the head of the CDC on Monday. Her research on HIV and AIDS has shaped health policy in the U.S. and abroad. Over the course of her career, she has helped write and advocate for a plethora of health policy and legislation, and made several media appearances offering alternatives to the government's handling of the pandemic over the past several months. Her work in the private and public health sectors has focused on fighting health disparities and care inequalities. The announcement was met with a flood of praise and optimism from the medical community. Walensky will have to rebuild the sidelined and crippled CDC and lead the organization through the devastating second wave of the pandemic and the approval and distribution of vaccines.
Boston City Hall is getting a major revamp to increase community engagement. Sazaki, a global design team, aims to bring a modern look and feel to City Hall Plaza. It has plans to connect Congress and Cambridge streets and provide shaded seating, gathering space, and play areas. There are also plans to include an event space that should hold up to 20,000 people. Boston Parks and Recreation Department plans to bring 12,000 square feet of playscapes and around 100 new trees to the space. Additionally, it plans to install eco-friendly surfaces that will soak up stormwater, unlike the brick currently in place. Multiple city departments are collaborating on this initiative, including the Public Facilities Department, Property Management Department, Arts and Culture, BPRD, and the Disabilities Commission. Shaumut, the chosen construction manager, will work to ensure crews are able to get assigned tasks done while adhering to safety protocols and COVID-19 regulations. That's all for your New England report. We'll be right back with tonight's national news report.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said Monday that Mass hospitals will not be performing elective surgeries until further notice to free up beds, staff, time, and resources that better combat the pandemic. The only procedures that are being limited are those that affect inpatient capacity, so outpatient visits and surgeries will continue. Experts currently estimate that about 29% of the state's ICU beds are currently being used by non-COVID patients, and COVID demands roughly 23% of beds, which suggests that there are probably enough ICU beds in the state to accommodate a new wave of infections. However, enough beds does not necessarily mean that there is enough staff or resources. Demand numbers have been climbing steadily since early October and have been growing exponentially after Thanksgiving. General beds and resources are reported individually rather than into a statewide database, but Baker has expressed panic over the surge of cases after Thanksgiving. The president and chief executive officer of the Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association said health providers, quote, have become stretched yet again by an influx of COVID-positive patients, but have also been working tirelessly to avoid the large-scale closure of services that was necessary last spring, unquote.
On behalf of Amanda Schneider, Melissa Ellen, Grace Ramey, Megan Forsyth, Hannah Barron, and Sammy Grobman, for WTBU News, I'm Alex Corey, and we'll be right back with your national report.